say who does look good, Jacoby Brissett.
I will give you a fire bet that the Chargers have a better win-loss record than the Giants by the end of the year.
Are you picking against the Jets again?
I'm picking against the Jets again. It's never steered me wrong.
And I'm finally picking them, the Saints. We're going to get back to 500 against the Dolphins.
Welcome to Definitely Something About Football.
I'm Jay Hump.
And this is Rob.
And how about them Saints?
You called it. You called it. Saints go to 500 after a win in London.
Yep, and it looks like you're still picking against the Jets.
I'm sticking to it.
What is going on?
The Jets are now tied with the Patriots.
Yep, 2-2. They're tied with a lot of people.
In week 4.
They're better than a lot of people, too, including those Giants and Chargers.
Those Giants and Chargers.
Hey, at least they play each other this week.
One of them will at least have a tie.
One of them. Or both of them.
Both of them will have a tie, or one of them will have a W.
Oh,
or the game
man.
Will get postponed.
And Jacoby Brissett is living up to his name now.
He is getting a little toasty.
All right. Well, let's start off with some recaps. So this week we're going to change it up. We're going to try a little good, bad, and ugly.
Ooh, I wonder what the good's going to be.
So the good this week, number one, my good Saints defense is. Are they the best in the league now?
I don't think they are.
They pitched out a shutout. Who else did that this week?
I know that they're not the worst in the league. I'll give them that. Because the Patriots are still there.
Yeah, well, they're definitely looking top-notch. They're definitely one of the best defenses in fantasy football in the last 2 weeks. Got to give them that.
Are they?
They're one of the best.
Yeah?
They scored 29 points in 2 weeks. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. That's admirable. Those Rams are looking super good.
Oh my god. The Rams might take the division now. Like, they're a front runner.
So I went back and I did all my projections again based on where we're at, and I've got the Rams winning the division.
Man, they look great right now. And you know what? The big part of the Rams that I say looks great right now, Todd Gurley. The resurgence of Todd Gurley. I hope you drafted him in fantasy football like I did in both my leagues. He looks amazing.
I think you got to respect Jared Goff, too.
Like, yeah.
Because Todd Gurley is only so good because they don't have to stuff the run game anymore.
You know what? As much as people made fun of Jeff and
Jared Goff.
Jared, sorry.
Yeah.
I was mixing his names together there. As much as people made fun of him from last year to this year, wow.
He has been impressive, and I commend their coaching staff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous what a couple small pieces.
Yeah, you know, maybe it was just the Jeff Fisher atmosphere that forced them into the 7-9 seasons. And finally, yeah, Deshaun Watson looks one of the best right now of these three categories. Who would have thought?
Five touchdowns?
Yeah, record. Yeah, 4 passing, 1 rushing. Like,
ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.
Between his 2 starts between the Patriots and now, man, he looks incredible. So I think Houston found them a quarterback.
I think they
and
did.
And I think they're super happy with their trade with Cleveland, giving up pretty much everything to get Deshaun Watson.
Well, if it keeps up, yeah, they're very commendable.
All right, now,
that was the good.
We had the bad.
The bad. Well, if we're talking about defenses, it's hard to ignore that Patriots defense.
Oh, my God. What is happening? They turned into the literal worst defense in the league right now.
And the crazy thing is, like, the pieces that they lost, it seems like they improved
Stephon Gilmore. They still got Butler at corner. Like, they have all of their linebackers and defensive. I don't feel like they lost really anything.
And everybody said, you know, we don't have Hightower. Anyway. Hightower's missing. That's the problem. But Hightower was back this game, and
oh, my God.
Not the missing piece.
Not quite. The other ugly is Matt Ryan. What is going on with him in these last 2 weeks?
Yeah,
he
lost Julio and Sanu.
Yeah, that's true, but, I mean, he still, this is a trend from last week, too, where he threw 3 picks.
Yeah.
So, it's not, I don't know, he's having some questionable games. I think he threw 4 interceptions all of last year.
I mean, the Bills' defense is pretty good.
It was definitely single digits.
The Bills' defense is pretty good.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's their strength. But man, yeah, no, I get it. I do believe he was kind of aiming for somebody Julio's size on a couple of those picks.
Yeah. Oh, I would
and
I agree with you there.
It just turns out the Bills player were Julio's size.
but Matt Ryan is definitely not looking good right now.
Yeah, he's got to bounce back. He's going to play the Patriots soon, though.
Woo, thank goodness. They'll get him back on track. Who would have thought? And finally, the bad teams, the winless teams. The Giants, the Chargers, and, you know, the team we expected to be in this category most of the time, the Browns.
Yeah.
So,
well, what? I think the Browns are a better team than their schedule shows, or their record shows at this point.
I could agree with that.
I really thought the Chargers were. I'm starting to think that fire bet's not going to work out for me.
I'm really confused at why the Chargers. Like, I feel like they're in all of these games that they're playing, but they don't ever feel like they should have won any of those games. Like, I don't know.
Has there ever been a team to go 0-4 and then still win the division?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so, but I'm pretty sure there has been.
So you're telling me they're going to make history.
Oh, there, Halls. But the Saints went 0-4, and I remember a stat where, like, there was, like, maybe one other team or two other teams that made the playoffs from 0-4, and we had, like, almost done it that year, but we ended up going, like, 9-7. It was way back in, like, 2007, maybe, when that happened. Yeah. But I think we still missed the playoffs.
Not only do we need the Chargers to make the playoffs, I need them to win the division.
Yeah, that's going to be tough.
Yeah, I mean,
at this point, you just need them to beat the Giants record.
That's really all I'm going for now.
Unfortunately, they play them Giants this week.
This is the week.
One will be 1-15, the other will be 0-16, who knows?
Something's got to happen.
And finally, the ugly in sports, we have to talk about it. Those injuries this week, devastating to some front runners.
Yeah, Chris Carson came in looking great, and then torn ACL.
In a game that was sort of getting blown out there at the end, in the fourth quarter, kind of run the clock out. And
That game wasn't as close. Well, third quarter, the Colts were winning.
I think in the fourth quarter it was right around the time when that. I guess it is still reasonable to keep them in the game. Obviously, you're not going to take them out because you don't expect this to happen. It's just unfortunate, the circumstances.
Yeah, poor Davante Adams. What a hit!
And you know, this guy is not a dirty player. Like, he's not headhunter or anything.
I don't think he meant to.
Really
do it.
Unfortunate, but man, that looked devastating.
Now he's suspended for two games.
Yeah, I saw that. That's rough.
And, of course, there's the Derek Carr injury.
Our Raiders. Yeah. Winning the division without Derek Carr is not a thing that's going to happen.
Well, it's back spasms, right?
Yeah, and according to reports, I think he's going to be out 2 to 4 weeks, so that's going to be rough.
Ouch, that is
similar
intense.
Similar to the Tony Romo injury from a few years back with his back. So
yikes.
Hopefully it's not, it doesn't, you know, keep troubling him in the future, but that's going to be a hard loss.
Well, of course, whenever Derek Carr gets injured, so does Marcus Mariota.
Yeah.
I think he'll be back next week, though.
And then another huge injury to the Vikings, Dalvin Cook, out for the year.
Yeah. That's a rough one. Oh, Dalvin Cook had the ACL.
Yeah, Chris Carson broke his leg.
Ankle, right?
Ankle. Yeah. Either way, can't walk on that or run. So, some tough things there.
It sucks to have to lose a player, but what's worse is when your entire team is bad.
And what's really worse is when your fantasy team relied on Dalvin Cook. Another ugly here. Yeah, the whole team, the Colts, I don't even know where to begin with the Colts right now.
So the Colts have one win, right, if I recall correctly? That would be against the Browns.
And they barely beat the Browns. They were doing pretty well against them in that game, and the Browns kind of made a late run to get it back to 31-28, but the Browns had all the momentum late in that game. They definitely could have won it. If there was, like, 3 more minutes left in that game, I don't think the Colts would even hold on.
The Colts play the 49ers this week, and I think the 49ers are going to take this one.
If I'm Andrew Luck, I might just fake injuries for another few weeks, because I don't know if I even want to get back on the field right now.
I think now we're expecting Andrew Luck back around Thanksgiving.
Oh, is that right?
That's what I'm hearing
now.
Yeah,
well, good for him. At least he's not going to be getting hurt and sacked every single play.
I've already dropped him from my fantasy team. Once he comes back, who knows what he's going to look
it's
like.
It's going to be rough for the Colts these next month or so.
Yeah, they don't have easy teams coming. Well, they have the 49ers
this Colts team reminds me of the Peyton Manning-less team right after he got injured, where they were just disgustingly awful for all 16 games, and then they got to draft Andrew Luck. Like, I don't understand where all of the pieces for the Colts are. Like, you have T.Y. Hilton, but, like, he hasn't done anything.
I mean,
Frank Gore is just old, and
they don't have a great offensive line.
Yeah, their offensive line is bad. Their defense is That's
terrible.
There's no playmakers on their defense. Yeah. I really thought
they would be one of the worst defenses. I still think they are one of the worst defenses. Of course, not the worst, but.
Yeah, we all know who that is. And lastly, the ugly Miami offense literally couldn't score a point against the Saints defense.
I mean, I'll confess to you, I picked up Jay Cutler right before this game, because I was like, you know what, Stafford's against the Vikings, it's going to be messy, and Jay, we trust, and ouch, 5 points.
I'm curious at how much longer Jay is going to hold on to that quarterback job.
I mean, who else are they going to put in there?
He's still got Matt Moore. He led him to the playoffs last year, in those last few weeks. I mean, he's a quarterback that can start some games, but I don't know. You almost are at a point where you have to change up something. I imagine you'll still start Jay Cutler this week, but, I mean, you have the Titans this week. You have the Falcons next week. Like, do you really expect them to win either one of those games?
I do not.
They're definitely not favorites.
What about a Matt Castle-led Titans?
Alright, well, you got a chance there. You do have a chance. All right.
I still think the Titans would win it.
I think if Mariota's out, it's a much closer game.
It's closer, but I got the...
J.J. is still one of the top running backs in the league, so...
Yeah, he is, but so is DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry.
Yeah, that's
could
true.
Be.
Yeah. That could be an interesting game, for sure. Mm-hmm. But...
So, let's talk a little bit about fantasy.
Yeah, let's get into it. I like fantasy.
We're here going into week 5, and at this point, you're potentially 4-0. Are you 4-0?
No, I just lost 0.7 points this week. I'm waiting for the stat corrections to come in and hook me up, but I was close.
I am potentially 2-2. I just need a 50-point game from Kareem Hunt tonight.
To get to 2-2. Oh, okay. Hey, you know, well, I mean, this guy's averaging over 30 points a game, right?
He's doing crazy good. I don't think he's going to get the 50 points I need. Thank you, Jay Cutler. But
so if you had the opportunity, what is the your ultimate lineup that you could have?
Well, I think that there's, I mean, obviously every week you can look at who they're playing, it's schedule based. But if I was going to get the players that I would want going forward for the entire rest of the season, Kareem Hunt is right at the top of my list. He's got some tough opponents ahead, but he's already played a bunch of tough opponents. Well, we thought New England was going to be a tough one.
That's fair.
But He's already played against quite a few other tough opponents. His week 2 was against Philly, and we know that they have a pretty great defense.
Yeah.
LA Chargers, I think they have a good defense.
Yeah, they're there.
Yeah. This week, or tonight, we've got Washington, then Houston, Pittsburgh, all of which have been really great defenses so far. Then you get Denver soon after that. It's rough.
I think my top pick for my team would definitely be Todd Gurley. He is on both of my teams. Thank you, Todd Gurley. And he is just wrecking face for me right now. I don't think I could ever imagine my team without Todd Gurley. By far, my favorite running back in the league so far.
Yeah, he...
the one guy I can trust.
Now that they're having, like we mentioned, they're having to respect the passing game, it's opened up a lot of opportunities for Gurley. Yeah. And now you got Gurley receiving. And
he looks fantastic.
Yeah, he does. So. I completely agree with that one.
And he gets to play the 49ers twice.
Yes. That is true. My second player, I'm going with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, the superstar quarterback.
We already know he's the GOAT. He's one of the best quarterbacks of all time, and he's still playing at a great level. But now he's got the Drew Brees effect.
Of course.
He's got a terrible defense that he has to make up for.
The shootouts every single week.
Yep.
Welcome to my life.
Those look fantastic in fantasy.
Yep, he's going to be throwing 5 touchdowns and 400 yards every week just to tie the game.
Yeah, hopefully.
And then watch the other teams go down the field and score touchdowns. hopefully not. We'll see. But yeah, Tom Brady definitely has a reason to throw the ball a lot more now. So
yes, he does.
That definitely increases his value.
Plus, all of his running backs are basically receiving running backs. So he's constantly pitching the ball over to them or throwing the ball to James White or Deion Lewis.
Yeah, that's true.
Or
they don't hand the ball off very much. They always toss it to him. They get a little more receiving yards in there.
Yep.
My number 2 player, going back to running backs again. I think Le'Veon Bell. Even he had a rocky start at the beginning, but right now, if I could have him also, man, I think he's going to pick it up now. I think he's finally got his stride going. this week, scoring 30 points against a Ravens D that looked pretty good.
Well, he's nearly doubled in points from the week before every week. So that's we're expecting true. 60 points against Jacksonville.
That's actually kind of an amazing stat. So next week, 60 points and then 120 and then wrap it up.
I'm going to talk about Devonta Freeman, especially this last week with Julio and Sanu getting injured. You saw what a dynamic player he can be. Just like Todd Gurley, you see him. Todd Gurley, you see Devonta Freeman receiving touchdowns now.
And he looks like a complete back.
He looks fantastic, and he seems to be very healthy. He's not one of those fragile running backs.
He'll take a hit, too.
And the Falcons have an amazing upcoming schedule for running backs, too.
My biggest fear with Devonta Freeman is that the fact that you have, Tevin Coleman obviously is going to steal some carries from him. But I don't know what it is with the Falcons in late in games, but they just love throwing the ball for some reason, and they just get away from the run game. I don't understand what's happening there. Obviously you're going to get your goal line touches, and Devonta Freeman's always good for, a 5-yard touchdown or a 1-yard touchdown or whatever. But, late in these games, when you just need to run the ball, they just, won't let you do it. I don't know why, but I think he's a very solid, I would feel super comfortable putting him in every single week.
Every week, yes.
My other player, Jordy Nelson. I know I said Green Bay was not going to have a top receiver in that division, but man, Jordy Nelson is only receiver they have left at this point, almost.
Randall Cobb's healthy.
You do have some other ones, but Jordy Nelson is by far and away, when he plays, he not only does he, get a ton of yards, but he scores a touchdown every single game he plays in. Sometimes two, most of the time. It's crazy. I think he scored 5 touchdowns this year in 3 games.
Completely agree on that one. He's actually on my list as well. Week in and week out, he's going to be.
Yeah, he's going to be
probably the most reliable.
Reliable. And when you think of fantasy, you don't need these crazy breakout games. You just want someone you can consistently believe that you get 12 to 15 points from, and then if you can feel pretty comfortable that you can get 100 points, you're going to win, 90% of the time.
Over the last the 3 games he's played this season, he got 5 touchdowns and has at least 14 points in each of them.
And you got to remember, their one loss this season is when he was out against Atlanta. So when he's in the lineup, Green Bay is definitely kicking. And my other, this is the big number one pick here. Greggy Z, Mr. Greg Zeline, the kicker from the Los Angeles Rams. Ooh, he's killing it lately. But he kicked 7 field goals against the Cowboys. Now, we know the Rams are really good, but they're really good at getting into field goal range on every single drive, it seems like. So, when you do that, your kicker's going to get a lot of points.
Last week made 7 field goals. And 2 extra points.
For 27 fantasy points. And that's not just the one liner we're talking about. He's gotten the lines of 17, 9, 12, 27. This is a solid sleeper kicker here.
It's either something in the game plan that Rams have going on, but whatever they're doing, it's working for him.
I would happily take this guy right now.
Greggy Z.
No bad games from this kicker.
The final player on my list is Rob Gronkowski. We already know that Rob's are in a league of his own among tight ends.
Yep.
And just see the note about Tom Brady. They're going to be throwing it a bunch, and with their receivers coming in and out health-wise, and oddly enough, Rob Gronkowski has been their healthiest
receiver.
And
there's really no number 2 tight end to even go to at this point. Fantasy, all of the number, Greg Olsen was a guy that you would probably put on that list, but he's out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a huge separation between the number 1 and number 2 tight end. And when you think, the number 2 tight end right now, Zach Ertz, he's not a guy you feel comfortable, scoring you 8 or 10 points a game.
So. He's, oddly enough, been very consistent, though.
He has been consistent, but he's not a guy you
can't
depend,
trust
like,
him.
Yeah, you can't trust, are these numbers real numbers? I don't know.
Half the time he's not even involved in the game.
I don't know. So, same with Jason Witten, you just can't trust guys like that. I don't know.
So give us a good final player.
Good final player. Well, how about 11 players?
11
players. How about
players?
The Detroit Lions defense? This team has been insane. I don't know if they can keep it up, but They scored. The defense scores a touchdown in almost every single game this year. They're averaging like 14.5 points on defense. And this is not a team that's played like the Browns and these horrible offense. Well, I guess the Browns aren't horrible. You know what I'm saying. They played the Vikings. The Vikings has been a really good offense against defense team. They played the Giants, which, okay, the Giants are pretty bad. And Arizona, who's a turnover machine, but they've looked incredible so far, and they're definitely a team I'd want to be playing, so, except against them.
They've been better in fantasy than the Jaguars, who started the season with a 29-point game, then followed that up with a 14 and a 10-point game. Somehow, the Lions are just keeping it way consistent. Yeah. Golly,
the only team, or at least that we've looked at, that have over 10 points every single game.
Yeah, and so. Coming up this week, they've got the Panthers, which Cam Newton's not looked very good lately.
Except against New England.
Well, yeah.
And then you got New Orleans, which you definitely don't play anyone against New Orleans at this point.
Down the stretch, though, you get Cleveland, you get Chicago twice, you get Baltimore.
You get the Bengals, who don't look like a crazy offense, you know? I mean, you do get Green Bay twice, so that's kind of unfortunate, but Green Bay's been known to turn the ball over, too. So if you have an opportunistic defense like the Lions are, hey, you're going to score some touchdowns sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So, that being said, what are some things we're looking forward to as we enter Week 5?
Well, Week 5 is an interesting week. So this is our first week of byes. We have Atlanta, Denver, the Saints, and Washington Redskins on a bye this week. And then we have some crazy games coming up. The games of crappy teams, or the Battle of the Bastards, I like to call it. We got the Jets versus the Browns. That's a coin toss at this point, right? The
Colts versus the 49ers.
Yeah, these are four teams that we always pick against, and they're playing each other. What do we do? And then finally, two unbeaten teams play each other. So one of them is...
No, two teams who have not won yet.
of course.
They've been beaten quite a bit.
The Giants and the Chargers.
Oh, this is our fire bet.
This is going to be quite the game for this week.
So who do you have in this one? Are you still sticking with the Giants?
Oh, yes. The Giants are going to come through.
I don't think so. The Chargers are going to up their number one draft pick.
Oh, no, my friend. I think the Giants are putting it together. They finally got their first rushing touchdown last week.
Yes, by Eli Manning.
None other than the running quarterback himself.
We've also got some good Thursday night action. The Patriots versus the Buccaneers.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. These are two teams that, like, had such aspirations toward the beginning of the year. Now you're starting to, question a little bit, like...
You don't typically see Tom Brady lose two games in a row.
Yeah, so it'll be very interesting.
It'll be very interesting to see how he plays. He still played great against, against the Panthers, but it'll be interesting to see what happens with the whole Patriots organization.
Yeah, I think the Bucs definitely want to try to prove something here. If they're going to make a run at this division, this is a game they need to, like,
they
show
to
everyone what's up. But, man, the Patriots, that's going to be a tough out. So. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, we have the only division game this week, the Seahawks versus the Rams.
Which is, typically, the Rams usually play the Seahawks pretty well.
Yeah, they do. The Rams are always good for winning against the Seahawks at some point in the season.
And now, like they might look like the better team.
Yeah, I think it might be a bit of an upset if the Seahawks beat the Rams. LA, anyway.
Yeah, I think it might be.
So. It'd be surprising. This is going to be a good game to watch.
It's weird. The Rams' defense actually looks better than the Seahawks' defense at this point.
I think the Seahawks' defense is starting to lose a step.
Yeah.
I won't say they're starting to get old or bad, but they're definitely, you know, one step slower than they used to be.
And with the offensive line in shambles Seattle, I don't know if Russell Wilson's going to survive this game.
Yeah, Eddie Lacy is like their only running back now at this point.
Even worse. Yeah, no Carson.
Eddie Lacy versus Todd Gurley, matchup of the century.
Ooh.
And finally, let's get to our games of the week.
Games of the week!
All right, we're going to pick the Packers and the Cowboys. Two strong teams.
Two very strong teams who don't look as bulletproof as we thought they would
at the
coming into
the
season.
Yeah,
we're playing it in Dallas.
but who really need a win now.
Yes.
They need a win bad.
Mm-hmm. Losing to the Rams.
And the Broncos, two in a row.
Yeah. I'm taking the Packers.
I'm saying go Packers. Man, I think Dallas at home, I don't think they lose again like that. I think the Cowboys pulled this one out.
Yeah.
Yep.
We will see.
Ty Montgomery was a little banged up last week, wasn't he?
He was very banged up, yes.
So, yeah, I think that'll
and
help.
Jamal Williams also banged up.
That's perfect.
They were on their third string running back.
So, yeah, I think
that
I
didn't
think
stop Aaron Rodgers, though.
I think the Cowboys, that's true, but I think the Cowboys can put together a game and see. Well, I mean, if they're going to win that division, they're going to have to pull this one together.
That'll be a good one to watch. We've also got the Chiefs versus the Texans. That takes place in Houston, Sunday Night Football.
These are some of the top teams in the AFC.
They are. I expect both of these teams to go to the playoffs, and I would say these are two of the best defenses in the AFC.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say the Jaguars are in there.
Yeah, and the Broncos.
But, yeah, I'd say those four have
they're
AFC
pretty
on
solid.
Lockdown.
Yeah, definitely. So this is going to be one of the top games of the week. Sunday night football, always promising with good games.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking the Texans at home. I think Deshaun Watson puts it together. I think the Chiefs are the Chiefs. I don't think this is the undefeated Chiefs of, like, the Patriots we thought was going to happen this year. I think they're beatable, and we'll find that out.
I've noticed that Deshaun Watson really relies on DeAndre Hopkins, and I think Andy Reid really knows how to plan for that kind of situation. I think they're going to take DeAndre Hopkins out of the game, and I think it's going to be the Kareem Hunt show that wins it. I need it to be.
All right. Well, we'll see. I think the Texans' defense finally steps up a lot more than they have been in these last few weeks, especially what you saw against the Titans. I think that's the legit Texans' D.
It'll be a fun one to watch also. How about the upset of the week?
Upsets of the week.
There's a few to pick from. Who are you feeling?
There is a few. I am going with the Cardinals over the Eagles. The Cardinals have not looked good in any game they've played this year so far. And, yeah, I think they can pull it out. I think they're a good team that just hasn't played well yet.
Well, the Eagles are at home, and the Eagles' defense has especially looked good.
Yeah, they have.
I expect a lot of turnovers. I'm going with... Oh, I'm not going with that game. That's your game,
that's
sorry.
That's my game.
I think you're a fool.
Yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
We'll see.
I am taking the Ravens over the Raiders, especially now that we might not have Derek Carr in the game.
Yeah, that's...
Ooh,
I think that's a reasonable pick now without Derek Carr. I don't know who the Raiders are beating without Derek Carr right now. They looked awful at the end of last year.
Who's their backup? Do you know?
EJ Manuel, the old ex-Bills quarterback.
Yeah, I'm definitely taking the Ravens.
All right.
This might be a great week to get that Ravens defense on your fantasy team. If you probably can't. They're probably taking it.
Let's star this one for next week.
Yes.
For the intro.
So, we have our eliminator picks. As you know, the 49ers are playing the Colts.
Yep.
So I am taking the Colts.
Always thinking to get the 49ers, though.
But even better, I'm taking the Browns over the Jets.
At one point,
these Jets are going to lose a game.
And you know what's interesting? We mentioned this earlier, that these are the four bad teams playing against each other. We always pick against them. I'm actually going the opposite way on both of these games.
Ooh.
I think it's time for me to finally pick the 49ers against the Colts, because that's a very winnable game.
That's a very winnable game.
And I'm picking the Jets. I had a chance the last 2 weeks to get that one in there, but this week, this is the week.
This is the week.
We get the Jets win in. I think they are on a roll right now, and I think they can pull it out. They have some confidence.
If I'm going to win a coin flip,
it's got to be one of these. So
I could see these games going either way. I wouldn't be surprised.
Fortunately, you have the home teams. I have the road teams, so that's going against me a little bit.
And then, as we roll into Monday Night Football here, we have the
Chiefs versus the Redskins. Quite the game this week.
Mm-hmm. Take a place in Kansas City.
You have the only undefeated team left after the Falcons lost.
They could be the one after this week. They just got to win this game.
And the Redskins coming off their awesome...
Huge win
over the Raiders last week. So, very, very solid teams here tonight.
Two really good defenses.
And these are two teams that you don't really, like, have in the spotlight as much, I feel like. They're never, like, those, you know, flashy teams, but they've been in the playoffs the last few, or, you know, been shooting for the playoffs anyway. The Chiefs obviously have been there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these are two really good teams that just are under-the-radar teams, almost.
Yeah, they never really get that much respect, unfortunately. No matter, especially the Chiefs, they should have a lot
I think this year, yeah, they should have a lot more than they get. Yeah. So.
But yeah, this year, what a start to the season, and then just been rolling over their opponents. I'm taking
mostly
the Chiefs.
Thanks to Kareem Hunt, and I think the Chiefs also win. They're at home, that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Arrowhead Stadium is a pretty tough place to play, and I think the Redskins played a little higher than they did, or a little up higher than they could have last week. So I think this week they come back down to their actual level, and the Chiefs show us up. So with that,
that'll be a great game to watch. We will be back next Monday.
Next Monday
to see
the Vikings and the Bears, the other divisional teams play next week in a Monday night clash in Chicago.
And the Bears aren't looking so rough anymore.
It looks like Mitch Trubisky might be playing.
That's right. They actually did look really rough last week.
Yeah, they got creamed by the Packers.
Yes.
But their defense is hitting people.
Yes. Yes, they are. they are taking players out of the game.
So we'll see y'all then.
Yep.
And hopefully we'll have a good week of football coming up.
You guys have a great week, and we'll see you next time.
And thank you for listening to Definitely Something About Football.